Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Cloud Service Models. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Cloud Applications and Services in the Cloud Computing Essentials for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the three main cloud service models: Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the applications of each service model in business and when to use them effectively. Main content overview of IaaS is PaaS, and SaaS cloud computing has transformed the way businesses operate by providing flexible, scalable solutions. The three primary cloud service models are IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, each serving different needs. Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, offers virtualized computing resources over the internet. This model allows businesses to rent servers, storage, and networking on a pay-as-you-go basis. For example, if a company wants to launch a new application but doesn't want to invest in physical servers, it can use IaaS providers like Amazon Web Services, AWS, or Microsoft Azure. They can quickly spin up the required infrastructure without upfront costs. Platform as a Service, PaaS, provides a platform allowing customers to develop, run, and manage applications without the complexity of building and maintaining the infrastructure. PaaS solutions typically include operating systems, middleware, and development tools. A business that wants to develop a custom application can use PaaS services like Google App Engine or Heroku, which simplify the development process and allow for rapid deployment. Software as a Service, SaaS, delivers software applications over the internet, eliminating the need for installation and maintenance. Users can access SaaS products through web browsers, making them convenient and user-friendly. Popular examples include Salesforce for customer relationship management and Google Workspace for productivity tools. Businesses can subscribe to these services and scale their usage based on needs. Comparison of service models. When comparing IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, the key differences lie in the level of control, management, and maintenance required. Control: IaaS provides the most control over the environment, allowing businesses to configure and manage their infrastructure. PaaS offers less control but simplifies application development and deployment. SaaS provides the least control, as users rely on service providers to manage the software entirely. Management: with IaaS, businesses are responsible for managing everything from the operating system up to the applications. PaaS takes care of the underlying infrastructure, while SaaS handles all aspects of software maintenance, updates, and security. Cost: IaaS can be cost-effective for businesses with fluctuating workloads that need to scale resources up or down. PaaS is typically priced based on usage, making it appealing for development teams. SaaS often operates on a subscription model, which can be economical for businesses looking to avoid large upfront costs. When to use each model? Choosing the right cloud service model depends on your business needs and goals. Use IaaS when you require full control over your infrastructure and need to run custom applications or workloads. This is particularly beneficial for businesses with specific compliance requirements or those that need to manage sensitive data. Opt for PaaS when you want to focus on application development without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. This model is ideal for development teams that need to build, test, and deploy applications quickly and efficiently. Select SaaS when you need ready-to-use software solutions for functions such as accounting, customer relationship management, or team collaboration. SaaS is perfect for businesses that want to minimize IT overhead and provide employees with easy access to necessary tools. Conclusion. In this lesson, we have explored the three primary cloud service models, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. You learned about their unique features, how they compare, and when to use each model effectively in a business context. By understanding these service models, you are better equipped to make informed decisions on which cloud solutions align with your organization's needs. Reflection questions: how would you determine which cloud service model is best suited for your current business project? Can you identify a specific use case in your organization that would benefit from adopting IaaS, PaaS, or SaaS? What factors would influence your decision to switch from on-premise solutions to a cloud service model?